serie. We're in the middle of a series. Esta serie de series se llama Lejos del Hogar, Far from Home. Y estamos examinando, we're looking at the book of Exodus, el libro de Éxodo, mirando la fidelidad de Dios en una tierra lejana. Looking at the faithfulness of God in a far away land. Todos nos vamos a encontrar ahí en ese lugar. We're all going to be in that place at one point or another. Quizás usted está ahí. Maybe you are there. Quizás usted se siente como si estuviera en un lugar extraño. Maybe you feel like you're in a faraway land. Pero la verdad es, the truth is, que todos vamos a llegar a un tiempo. We're all going to come to a point donde las cosas que conocíamos, the things that we knew, are not there anymore. Ya no están ahí. Y nos sentimos confusos, or we feel confused, o nos sentimos perdidos, or we feel lost. ¿A qué nos aferramos? What is it that we hold on to in that time? ¿Qué es lo que nos aferramos en ese tiempo? Estamos examinando el libro de Éxodo. We're looking at the book of Exodus. Y la semana pasada, and last week, el sermón que vimos, el pasaje que vimos, the passage that we saw, era de los 10 mandamientos. It was about the 10 commandments. Y vimos, and we saw, que Dios primero rescata a su gente, first rescues his people, y después les trae la ley, and then he gives them the law. No es al revés. It's not the other way around. Dios no le dice a su gente, God does not tell your people, follow these 10 rules, obedece estos 10 mandamientos, y después, si yo me siento como si te quiero salvar, if I feel like I want to save you, well then I'll save you if you follow these 10 rules, si usted sigue estos 10 mandamientos. Pero siempre, lo que vemos en toda la escritura, what we see in all of scripture, es que la misericordia de Dios procede, todo lo demás es primero, antes de que todo, the grace of God is always, always first. La Biblia, de hecho, comienza, the Bible, begins with who? ¿Con quién? Genesis 1:1, Genesis 1:1. If you not, you guys have this on memorized. Please tell me you know this. Díganme que sí, ¿saben? In the beginning, God. En el principio, Dios. Dios creó el mundo en un hecho de amor, as an act of love, with his voice, spoke everything into existence. And it was all an act of love. Todo era un hecho de amor. ¿Saben lo que quiere decir eso? You know what that means? Que Dios no desea, God doesn't want for us to have our own little world over here and for God to have his own world over here. No quiere, quiere decir que Dios no quiere que nosotros tengamos nuestro mundo acá y que Él tenga su mundo acá, sino que Dios desea compartir el mundo, la existencia, that God desires to share existence, reality, with you and with me in the same world, in the same reality, en la misma realidad, en la misma existencia. Nosotros, us, pecadores, sinners, why would God want to do that? ¿Por qué quisiera Dios hacer eso? Yo nunca tuve hermanitos chiquitos. I never had little brothers and sisters. Pero sí tuve primos chiflados. I did have little cousins who were spoiled. And whenever they got on my nerves, y cuando se enojaban conmigo, yo los encerraba en un closet. No, no sé qué eran. I would lock them in a closet. I'm just kidding. But I wouldn't want to be around them. Yo no quería estar alrededor de ellos. Yo dije, no, ustedes váyanse allá, yo voy a vivir mi vida acá, y ustedes vivan su vida allá, I'm going to live my life over here, and you live your life over there in that dark closet. I'm just kidding. Pero Dios no es así, but God is not like that. Ven la misericordia de Dios, do you see the mercy of God in wanting to live life with us, en querer vivir la vida con nosotros? Que todo comienza con Él, that everything begins with Him. Amen. Esto es la diferencia, this is the difference entre el cristianismo, between Christianity y cualquier otra religión en todo el mundo, and every other religion or worldview in the world. Porque el cristianismo dice que todo comienza con Dios. Christianity says that everything starts with God, y nosotros, and us, we comenzamos endeudados a Dios. We begin subjected or indebted to God's mercy and His love. We cannot climb up to it. No podemos elevarnos a donde está Dios. We cannot elevate to where God is. Dios tiene que descender a donde estamos nosotros. God has to descend to where we are. Dios nos encuentra tal y como somos. God finds us just as we are. Amen. Para hacernos como Él es, to make us as He is.
Amen.
Este es el Evangelio. This is the gospel. Este es el cristianismo. This is Christianity. It starts with God. Comienza Dios. Pero, but, muchas veces, a lot of times, even in Christianity, aún en el cristianismo, lo volteamos al revés. We flip it upside down. Emmanuel, ¿cómo lo volteamos al revés? How do we flip it upside down, Emmanuel? El punto de la vida cristiana, the point of the Christian life. Y quizás se van a enojar conmigo. Maybe you're going to get mad at me right here. Okay? Maybe you're going to kick me out. Quizás me van a correr. Or you're going to throw me out of one of these open windows. O me van a tirar de unas estas ventanas abiertas. Whose idea was this anyway? So I don't know. Throw the pastor out. El cristianismo, Christianity, is not, no es, solamente, only, trying so hard, tratando tan difícil para orar y orar y alabar y alabar, to pray and to pray and to worship and to worship. The point of all of that, el punto de cristianismo, no es eso. It's not that. Okay? Porque, because todos están orando ahorita. Everyone's praying. Okay? Everyone, even Congress, hasta el Congreso pray. Okay? Even they pray. Okay? Everybody is praying. El punto de una relación con Dios no es siempre de estar orando y orando. It's not about praying and praying and praying. El punto de una relación con Dios, the point of a relationship with God, is to hear God's voice, es escuchar la voz de Dios y actuar en lo que Dios nos dice, and to act on what God has said.
Amen.
That is the point. Eso es el punto. Y tenemos muchas personas religiosas o espirituales, lo que ustedes quieran llamar. We have a lot of people, religious or spiritual, whatever you want to call them, who think, que piensan que el punto de una relación con Dios, that the point of a relationship with God, is to just spend all day just praying. Estar nomás todo el tiempo, nomás orando. En un estado de paz. In just a state of peace. And that's not the right way. Eso no es. Because even Jesus, aun Jesús, no hizo ni vivió su vida así. Even Jesus didn't live his life like that. So either the Bible is wrong or you're more spiritual than Jesus. Okay, o quizás la Biblia está mal o usted es más espiritual que Jesús. I don't think que ni uno de nosotros, yo no pienso que ni uno de nosotros somos más espiritual que Jesús. I don't think any of us are more spiritual than Jesus. Well, maybe one of you guys. No, I'm just kidding. You see, one of I like what there was an ancient Christian writer, un cristiano hace muchos años. He said, él dijo que si usted se encuentra, if you find yourself en un estado de oración, in a state of prayer, donde está entonado con Dios, where you are just man, you are in tune with God, and you see somebody who needs help, y usted ve a alguien que necesita ayuda. Este cristiano, this person, esta persona dijo que usted debe de aún, that you should leave that state, dejar ese estado, para ir a ayudar a esa persona, to go and to help that person. Doesn't matter how spiritual you're feeling over here, no importa qué tan espiritual se siente acá, usted debe de ir y ayudar a esa persona. Porque nosotros, because we believe in a God, creemos en un Dios que vino aquí a sacarnos de un pozo, who came here to bring us up from a pit to where He is, to make us like Him, para hacernos como Él es. Muchas veces tenemos todo esto al revés. A lot of times we have all this upside down. And there's a lot of religions in the world. Hay muchas religiones en el mundo. It's not really recent. Pero personas están mirando la religión como algo peligroso. People are seeing religion as something dangerous. Si ustedes hablan, if you talk to personas de mi edad, people my age, o quizás, you know, otras personas que no están aquí en este cuarto, people who are not in this room, maybe they're in Austin quizás. Ellos les dicen, I love Austin, me encanta Austin, I'm not putting down Austin. But people will say, pero las personas dicen, no necesitamos la religión, we don't need religion, porque la religión es peligrosa. En la religión, in religion, hay personas hipócritas, there's hypocrites, who just are always pointing the finger at other people. Siempre están apuntando el dedo a otras personas y siempre están juzgando a las otras personas. They're always judging other people y siempre piensan que ellos son mejor que los demás. And they always think that they're better than other people. Y a eso yo les digo, and to that I say, well, maybe, quizás sí. Y pensamos ahorita, and we think now, que la religión es peligrosa, that religion is dangerous. Pero no es que la religión sea peligrosa. It's not that religion in itself is dangerous. It's how we use religion. Es cómo usamos la religión. Y a muchos dicen, a lot of people say que los musulmanes, that Muslims, that, oh, that's a dangerous, Islam is a dangerous religion. Los musulmanes son peligrosos. Y hay otras personas, and there's other people who are saying, for the very same reasons, por las mismas razones, que los cristianos, that Christians, el cristianismo, esa es una religión peligrosa. That's a dangerous religion. But you want to know what the most dangerous religion in the world is. ¿Quieren saber cuál es la religión más peligrosa de todo el mundo?
Yeah.
You want to know. You're the only one who wants to know. She's the only one who wants to know. La religión más peligrosa, the most dangerous religion in the world. Es not Christianity, no es cristianismo, ni es el ser musulmán, and it's not Islam. The most dangerous religion in the world, la religión más peligrosa de todo el mundo, es religión falsa. Es religión sustituta. It's false religion. It's substitute religion. It's imitation religion. Es religión de imitación. Es religión que se mira como la verdad. It's religion that looks just like real religion. You know, it's like those, es como esas bolsas que usamos, the Michael Kors, you know, the Michael Kors purse. It's got like an M and a C. It's not really a K, ¿verdad? It's like a, you know. It looks just like the real things. Mira, igualitos. Pero es falso, but it's false. And, you know, it's why it's so dangerous. ¿Por qué es tan peligroso? Es porque se parece igualita a lo que es real. Because it looks just like what is real. Y dentro de la iglesia, and inside the church, no estamos protegidos de una religión falsa o de una religión sustituta. We're not immune from a false or substitute religion. Lo peligroso de esto, the most dangerous thing about this, is that we could be involved in it and not even know it. Es quizás podemos estar en medio de esto, de una religión sustituta, sin saberlo. In the book of Exodus, si tienes su escritura en Exodus, if you have your scripture, we're going to be in chapter 32. Vamos a estar en el capítulo 32. Esto es lo que está pasando. This is what is happening to the people of Israel. Esto es lo que está pasando a la gente de Israel. Exodus chapter 32, Éxodo capítulo 32, versículo 1 al 14, verse 1 to 14. Yo lo voy a leer en inglés, I will read it in English, and if you have it in Spanish, si lo tienen en español, lea conmigo. But it says like this, así dice en inglés. Verse 1, comenzando en el versículo 1. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses, who brought us out of Egypt, we don't know what's happened to him." Verse 2. Aaron answered them, "Okay, take off your gold earrings that your wives, your sons, and your your daughters are wearing, and bring them to me. Verse 3. So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. Verse 4. He took what they handed him and made it into an idol, cast in the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. Then they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of Egypt." Verse 5. When Aaron saw this, versículo 5, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, "Tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord." So the next day the people rose early, sacrificed burnt offerings, and presented fellowship offerings. Afterward, they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. I'll let you translate that. But here, aquí, la gente hace una imagen. They make an image. Y alaban, and they worship. It's not that they weren't worshiping. No es que no estaban alabando. Estaban alabando. They were worshiping in the way that they had always known, en la manera que siempre ellos sabían. Aquí, this. Esto eran personas religiosas, espirituales. These were religious people worshiping. They grew tired, estaban cansados, no sabían si iban a sobrevivir otro día. They didn't know if they were going to live another day. And so they did what they thought was the best thing to do. Pensaron hacer lo que ellos pensaban era lo mejor. Vamos a alabar. Vamos a tener una experiencia con Dios. Let's have an experience with God without God. Una experiencia con Dios sin Dios. This is what substitute religion is. Esto es lo que es la religión sustituta. Es querer todos los beneficios que nos trae Dios. It's wanting all of the benefits that God brings to us. Es querer toda la emoción que nos trae Dios. It's wanting all of the emotion that God brings us. It's wanting all of the experiences that God brings us. Es querer todas las experiencias que Dios nos trae aparte de Dios. Apart from God. Este tipo de religión, this type of religion, está enfocado en mí, en yo, en mis experiencias, in my experience, in what I want to God for God to do to me, lo que yo quiero que el Señor me haga para mí, sin una relación con Dios, without a relationship with God. Quizás usted lo ha escuchado. Maybe you've heard it, right? Las personas, maybe people who say, que dicen, yo puedo tener una experiencia de adoración jugando golf. I can have a worship experience playing some golf, shooting football, tirando el balón, cortando un pedazo de madera. Sawing a piece of wood. That's my church. Ahí es mi iglesia. Really? ¿En serio? Right there? Ahí? ¿En eso? Okay, está bien, pero you're missing out on all of this. Se está perdiendo de todo esto. Se está perdiendo de la comunidad de Dios. You are missing out on the community of God. The brothers and sisters, los hermanos y las hermanas que nos recuerdan, who remind us quién es Dios, who God is. There's a lot of religious people out there. Hay muchas personas religiosas. De hecho, David Koresh, what happened up here, lo que pasó aquí mismo en Waco, it was because one person, una persona, estaba leyendo la Biblia, was reading the Bible by himself, solo, de una manera que ni una otra persona la había leído, in a way that no other person had read the Bible. That's not being innovative. Eso no es ser innovador, es ser ignorante. It's being ignorant. Nosotros, we need each other. Necesitamos unos a los otros.
Solos, alone, we can't be the church. No podemos ser la iglesia. Alone, no podemos tener la relación con Dios. We cannot have the relationship with God that we need to have, que necesitamos tener. Muchas personas, a lot of people say, it's just me and God and the Bible. Nomás yo y Dios y mi Biblia. But not even Jesus, pero ni un Jesús pensaba así. Not even Jesus thought that way. A relationship with God, una relación con Dios, es una relación con su gente también. It's a relationship with his people also. And here the people are saying, we want to experience God. Queremos experimentar, tener una experiencia de Dios, pero sin Dios. We want to have an experience of God without God. Siguiendo nuestras emociones, following our emotions. And the great thing about worshiping the real God, alabando el Dios verdadero, es que cuando alabamos a Dios verdadero, when we worship the real God, you get everything else that you wanted. No tenemos todo lo demás que verdaderamente queríamos. Verdaderamente necesitamos, that we really, really need. Vamos a seguir leyendo. Let's keep going. Verse 7, versículo 7. Then the Lord said to Moses, this is where it gets good. Go down, because your people, whom you brought up out of Egypt, have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them and have made themselves an idol, cast in the shape of a calf. They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it and have said, these are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt. I have seen these people, the Lord said to Moses, and they are a stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them and that I may destroy them. And this is the part that really caught my attention. Y aquí es donde verdaderamente me llamó la atención. Then I will make you into a great nation. En español, el versículo 10 dice, yo voy a descargar mi ira sobre ellos y los voy a destruir, pero de ti haré una gran nación. Aquí vemos, here we see, the will of God, la voluntad de Dios para su gente. La voluntad de Dios para su gente, the will of God for his people. From the very beginning, desde el principio, es que su gente, is that his people would be a great nation. Que sea una nación grande, una nación poderosa, a nation that is powerful and successful, con éxito, que bendice a los demás, that blesses other people. Pero lo que vemos aquí, but we see here, es esa gente que se están destruyéndose ellos mismos, who are destroying themselves. And not on the path, no, en el camino donde Dios quiere, that God wants for them to be on. En el camino donde Dios quiere que ellos estén. Y la verdad de todo esto, the truth of this passage here. Esto me causó un poquito, when I was reading this, I mean, I've read this before, yo lo había leído antes. But it's hard, es difícil esto. And I was praying about it, y estaba orando sobre esto, y meditando, and studying, y estudiando, y decir, ¿qué se puede decir de eso? What can you say about this? Lo único que yo puedo decir de esto, one of the only things that I think I can say about this, is that God is just, Dios es justo. And God, Dios, he would have been just, and, bueno, I'm not going to ruin it for you, no los voy a arruinar, pero, I'll, spoiler alert, okay, I'm going to ruin it for you. God would have been just, if he decided to destroy all the people, si Dios decidió destruir toda esa gente, él hubiera sido justo, he would have been just. If he decided to save all of those people, si decidió salvar a todas esas personas, él seguiría siendo justo. Either way, Dios hace algo, God does something either way, with his people, and he says, but I will continue my promise with you. Yo voy a continuar mi promesa contigo, Moisés. With you, Moses. I'm not destroying everybody. No estoy destruyendo a todos. Yo te voy a preservar a ti. I'm going to preserve you so that you can continue to be a great nation para que tú puedas seguir siendo una nación grande. It's Genesis 3 all over again. It's Genesis 6 all over again. Genesis 3 todo de nuevo. Genesis 6 de nuevo. Como Noé y la arca, like Noah and the ark. God saying, it's time to start over. Es tiempo de comenzar de nuevo. God is just. Dios es justo porque se acuerda de su promesa. He remembers his promise. And what this passage tells us, y lo que este pasaje nos dice, es cómo es, afecta todo esto a Dios. How all of this affects God. Cómo el pecado afecta a Dios. How our sin, how when we turn into worship other things, it hurts God because it's hurting us. Le duele a Dios porque nos está destruyendo el pecado a nosotros mismos. Now, this passage, este pasaje, I don't want us to walk away from here. No quiero que nos vayamos de este lugar. Que miramos este pasaje, that we look at this passage, y que interpretamos este pasaje, that we interpret this passage by saying, oh, this is what God, this is how God is all the time. Así es como Dios es todo el tiempo. Aún hoy, and even today. No quiero que nosotros menos, and even more than that, I don't want us to walk away from here. No quiero que nosotros nos vayamos de este lugar diciendo, saying, well, yeah, God is always mad. Dios siempre está enojado con esos pecadores allá, with those sinners over there. I'm so glad I'm inside these four walls right now. Me doy mucha gracia. Estoy muy contento que estoy dentro de estas cuatro paredes ahorita. Because God really is mad. He is mad. Dios está enojado. He is mad with those sinners over there, con esos pecadores allá. Y con los que están allá también, and the ones that are over there too. Y los que están allá también, and the ones that are over there too. So then, I'm gonna act like God. Voy a ser como Dios. Y voy a condenar a todos esos pecadores. I'm just gonna be like God and just judge and condemn all those sinners out there. This is not what this passage is intended to do. Esto no es lo que este pasaje debe de. No debemos usar este pasaje así. Este pasaje, this passage, tells us that God has a plan. Dios tiene un plan. Y a Dios le duele that God hurts when we are not in that plan. Cuando nosotros nos salimos de ese plan. Porque nosotros mismos, because we ourselves destroy ourselves. Nos destruimos a nosotros mismos. And then something very interesting happens. Y luego después algo bien interesante pasa. We keep reading. Seguimos leyendo. En el versículo 11, en verse 11. And this is what verse 11 says. Y esto es lo que dice el versículo 11. But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. This is what Moses said. This is lo que dijo Moisés. Oh Lord, he said, why should your anger burn with great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger and relent. Do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them. And it will be their inheritance forever. Versículo 14, verse 14. Then God relented
and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened. Isn't that interesting? ¿No es interesante eso? Que Dios le dice a Moisés, that God tells Moses, Moses, Moisés, you're off the hook, man. ¿Tú estás bien, Moisés? Son ellos los que están portándose mal. That's them, the misbehavior. Pero Moisés, déjame, leave me alone, Moses. They're going to get what they deserve. Ellos van a conseguir lo que ellos merecen. Pero de ti, Moisés, but of you, Moses, I'm going to make you into a great nation. Yo te voy a hacer de ti una nación grande. ¿Se imaginaría usted si usted fuera Moisés? Can you imagine if you were Moses? Si usted era Moisés. What would you do, honestly? Honestamente, ¿qué haría usted? Tomás, piensa, just think. Yeah! All right, God, pull the trigger. Let's go, fireworks. Front row, seat. All the fireworks right here. Come on, God, bring it on. Yeah, kill them, God. Those people, they tried to kill me in the desert. Ellos, esas personas me trataron de matar a mí en el desierto. Mátalos, Dios. Yo voy a estar aquí. Yo voy a estar aquí en tu presencia. I'm going to be here in your presence. Just feeling so good. Sintiéndome tan bonito. Feeling nice and warm. Aquí nomás. Cantando cuán grande es él. Singing how great thou art. But that's not what Moses does. Eso no es lo que hace Moisés. Qué interesante, ¿no? I mean, how interesting is that, right? That Moses says, but God, pero Dios, acuérdate. Remember. Remember your promise. Acuérdate de tu promesa. Acuérdate de tu amor y de tu justicia. Remember your promise, your love, your justice. Aquí está un mediador. Here is a mediator. Between God and the people, entre Dios y la gente. Y en medio, and in the middle, is Moses. Y aquí está Moisés en medio. Diciendo Dios, pidiendo la misericordia de Dios, asking for the mercy of God, de una manera humilde, in such a humble way, saying, God, you would be just to do this. Sí, tienes toda la razón de hacer eso. You have every reason to do this, but God, please have mercy. Ten misericordia de nosotros. The only person here, la única persona en este pasaje, the only person in this passage that's really worshiping, que está verdaderamente alabando, is Moisés. It's Moses. Because Moses recognizes, Moisés reconoce que Dios es Dios y él no es. Because Moses recognizes that God is God and he is not. Que Dios es el creador, that God is the creator, y que él es la criatura. And that he is the creature. Moisés está viendo lo que Dios está haciendo. God, Moses is seeing what God is doing. And Moses, in humility, en humildad, está diciendo, Señor, ten misericordia. Lord, have mercy. En el Nuevo Testamento, en el New Testament, Jesús, hay una historia, there's a parable in the New Testament, where two people, and dos personas, vienen a ofrecer un sacrificio, to offer a sacrifice, a orar, to pray in the temple. Una persona, one of those people, one of those persons, says, God, I thank you because I'm not like that sinner over there. Dios, gracias porque no soy como ese beep, beep, sinner over there. Okay? That was a car. They were honking. It's a busy street. Dios, gracias porque no soy como ese pecador. Thank you because I'm not like that sinner over there. Gracias porque no soy como esa persona. Thank you because I'm not like that person. Y se va. And he leaves. And in the back, y a mero atrás. And this is not an excuse for y'all to sit in the back, okay? Just so you know. No es excusa. But then in the back, a person can't even lift. There's another person who can't even lift his eyes to heaven. Hay una persona que ni puede mirar hacia el cielo y dice, Señor, ten compasión de mí. Have compassion on me, a sinner. la Biblia nos dice, the Bible tells us that it's that second person, es esa segunda persona que se fue justificado, that went home justified. Eso es lo que es la alabanza verdadera. That is what true worship is. Es reconociendo la voz de Dios. It's recognizing the voice of God, que nos dice que Dios es justo. That says God is just. And it's also recognizing the voice of God, reconociendo la voz de Dios, que dice que Dios es amor. That God is love. Y nuestra respuesta, and our answer, is God have mercy. Es Dios, ten misericordia de mí.
Amen.
You see, God, Dios, es justo. He is just. When something bad happens, cuando algo malo pasa, no más lo puede dejar. He can't just leave it like that. No lo puede no más dejar así, porque después no sería justo, because then he wouldn't be just. But at the same time, pero la misma vez, same time, God is love. Dios es amor. Que quiere decir, that also means that he can't just leave it like that, que no nomás lo puede dejar así. Dios tiene que hacer algo. God has to do something. Y si usted quiere ver, and if you want to see what the mind of God really is, lo que es la mente de Dios verdaderamente, miren a la cruz. Look at the cross. Because on the cross we see the mind of God. En la cruz miramos la mente de Dios. Donde dice él mismo, where he himself says, something has gone wrong. Algo ha sucedido que no está bien. Se tiene que componer. It has to be fixed. And I myself, y yo mismo voy a sufrir la consecuencia. I myself will suffer the consequence for this wrong. And on the cross is where his justice is, en la cruz es donde su justicia y su amor and his love come together once and for all, vienen juntos por una vez para toda eternidad. Y eso es la mente de Dios, and that is the mind of God.
Amen.
That is what God is telling you this morning. Eso es lo que Dios le está diciendo a usted en esta mañana. Is God angry? Dios está enojado. Dios, ¿está enojado Dios? Is God mad? Dios ya ha pagado. God has already paid the punishment for sin. Dios ya ha pagado la consecuencia del pecado. Nosotros podemos tener una relación con Dios. We can have a relationship with God now. Because of what Jesus Christ did, because of what God did, giving himself up, dándose de él mismo por nosotros. Pero la religión sustituta, substitute religion, solamente se encarga, solamente se enfoca en las emociones. It's all about emotions. It's about how I feel right now. Es como me siento ahorita. Muchas veces nuestra relación con Dios, our relationship with God, is only based on our feelings. Solamente está basada en nuestras emociones, y eso no está bien, and that is not correct. Nuestra relación con Dios, our relationship with God, is based on something that happened in history. Está basado en algo que pasó en la historia. No en nuestras emociones, not on our emotions. Quizás usted dice, oh, Dios está enojado conmigo. Oh, God is mad. God is mad at me. And I will say, yo les digo, no, quizás, maybe, la quesadilla que se comió anoche. Maybe it was the quesadilla you ate last night. You see, your relationship with God, su relación con Dios, no está basado, it's not based on your emotions. No está basado en sus emociones. Está basado en lo que hizo Cristo. It's based on what Christ has done.
Amen.
Y cuando no vemos esto, and when we don't see what Christ has done, nuestras emociones, our emotions, become more real. Empiezan a ser más y más real, y pensamos que eso es todo lo que tenemos, and we think that's all we have, is just our emotions. Solamente nuestras emociones. Pero tenemos más que eso. But we have even more than that. Me encanta lo que dice, I love what Eugene Peterson, el autor Eugene Peterson, dice sobre la alabanza. Dice esto en su libro. He says this in one of his books. He said, he says, and so the one indispensable presupposition of Christian worship.
Lo que nos dice, lo que tenemos como presuposición del cristianismo, de la alabanza del cristiano, es que el Dios Dios mismo se ha revelado a nosotros en su palabra.
The one indispensable presupposition of Christian worship is that the God of the covenant has revealed himself in the word. In his word, in history, en la historia.
Cuando nos olvidamos de eso, when we forget about that, then worship becomes all about us. La alabanza solamente se trata de nosotros.
We may be entertained, quizás nos entretenemos. We may be warm, quizás nos sentimos calientes.
We be diverted, quizás estamos divertidos por medio de la alabanza, through such worship.
We will probably have all these things, quizás vamos a experimentar todas esas cosas, but we will probably not be changed, and we will probably not be saved.
Pero esa alabanza no nos cambia ni nos salva.
Amen. See, worship is about the God who has spoken in history.
La alabanza se trata del Dios que ya ha dicho algo en la historia.
Nos ha dicho él, he has told us that he is both love and justice.
Que él es amor y justicia.
¿Cómo vamos a responder a eso?
How will we respond to that?
Let's pray. Vamos a.
Thank you. Gracias, Señor. Por tu palabra. Que nos reta.
Thank you for your word that challenges us.
Que nos revela tu corazón, tu mente, that reveals your heart and your mind to us. God, keep us from just being religious people, Señor. Sálvanos de no más ser solamente religiosas personas que buscan experiencias, who are only after experiences. But God, help us to hear your word and to do it. Ayúdanos a escuchar tu palabra y hacerla, Señor. Ponerla en acción, to put it in action, God. We thank you for the opportunity to be here. Gracias por la oportunidad de estar aquí. We pray this, oramos esto en nombre de Cristo Jesús. In Jesus' name, amen.